Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Efficient Self-Supervised Vision Transformers for Representation Learning. Authored 2021 by Chunyuan Li, Jianwei Yang, Pengxuan Zhang, Mei Gao, Bin Shao, Ziyang Dai, Liu Yuan, Jianfeng Gao. This paper investigates two techniques for developing efficient self-supervised vision transformers, ESVIT, for visual representation learning. First, we show through a comprehensive empirical study that multi-stage architectures with sparse self-attentions can significantly reduce modeling complexity but with a cost of losing the ability to capture fine-grained correspondences between image regions. Second, we propose a new pre-training task of region matching which allows the model to capture fine-grained region dependencies and as a result significantly improves the quality of the learned vision representations. Our results show that combining the two techniques, ESVIT achieves 81.3% top minus 1 on the ImageNet linear probe evaluation, outperforming prior arts with around an order magnitude of higher throughput. When transferring to downstream linear classification tasks, ESVIT outperforms its supervised counterpart on 17 out of 18 datasets. The code and models will be publicly available. 1. Introduction. Self-supervised learning, SSL, with transformers, reference 57, has become a de facto standard of model choice in natural language processing, NLP. The dominant approaches such as GPT, reference 48, and BERT, reference 16, are pre-training on a large text corpus and then fine-tuning to various smaller task-specific datasets, showing superior performance. Larger transformers pre-trained with larger-scale language datasets often lead to a stronger generalization ability, demonstrated by improved performance in downstream tasks, with no sign of performance saturation yet, as exemplified in GPT-3, reference 2. In computer vision, CV, however, self-supervised visual representation learning is still dominated by convolutional neural networks, CNNs. Sharing a similar goal, Spirit with NLP, SSL in CV aims to learn general-purpose image features from raw pixels without relying on manual supervisions, and the learned networks serve as the backbone of various downstream tasks such as classification, detection, and segmentation. Recently, impressive performance have been achieved by CNN-based SSL, outperforming state-of-the-art, SOTA, fully supervised pre-training methods, reference 26, 5, on tasks with a limited number of labels. The key to success is contrastive learning, maximizing agreement of learned representations between differently augmented views of the same example. Recent works, including SimCLRV2, reference 10, Bile, reference 25, and Swave, reference 5, have scaled up the model of CNN-based contrastive learning to hundreds of millions of parameters. However, SSL has not enjoyed the same scaling success in CV as that in NLP. Several attempts have been made to close the gap by combining SSL with transformer and self-attention architectures. Early works include Selfie, reference 55, which generalizes the concept of masked language modeling of BERT for images. The idea has been recently revisited in Vision Transformer, VIT, reference 19, via pre-training on a much larger scale dataset, e.g., JFT300M. Image GPT, IGPT, reference 8, generalizes the concept of auto-regressive language modeling of GPT for images, showing encouraged preprint. Abstract. In ImageNet recognition accuracy with a large model size. Contrastive learning with VIT has also been studied very recently in Dino, reference 6, and MoCo V3, reference 12, where new SOTA result by linear probe evaluation on ImageNet 1K is achieved, by exhaustively consuming computation resource on full self-attention operators with long sequences of split image patches. Aiming to improve the efficiency of transformer-based SSL, this paper presents efficient self-supervised vision transformers, ESVIT, by using a multi-stage architecture and a region-based pre-training task for unsupervised representation learning. Our main findings and contributions can be summarized as follows. We present the first comprehensive empirical study to show the pros and cons of multi-stage vision transformer architectures for SSL. An intriguing property of self-supervised monolithic transformers is firstly reported in our paper, Automatic Discovery of Semantic Correspondence Between Local Regions. Though greatly reducing compute complexity, we find that the multi-stage architecture causes the loss of this property. A region-matching pre-trained task is proposed to alleviate this issue, and further improve the learned representations and attentions. we validate the new SVIT, which combines the two techniques, on a range of tasks. It significantly reduces the cost in building SOTA SSL vision systems, as summarized in Figure 1, and shows better scaling performance on accuracy versus throughput and model size. Under the linear evaluation protocol, SVIT achieves 81.3% top-1 accuracy, showing the best performance compared with all systems, and is 3.5x parameter efficient and has at least 10x higher throughput than previous SOTA, 81.0%, MoCo V3 with VIT BNL, 7, reference 12. Compared with its supervised counterpart SWIN transformers, reference 39, SVIT shows superior performance on 17 out 18 datasets when transferring the learned representations to downstream linear classification tasks. 2. Methods. Background. An overview of existing transformer-based SSL methods is illustrated in Figure 2. They are emerged very recently to lead the state-of-the-art performance on the ImageNet linear probe task, reference 12, 6. It inherits the successes from 1. Monolithic transformer architectures that dominate in NLP, reference 16, 48, and 2. Instance-level contrastive learning objectives that demonstrate arguably the best SSL performance in computer vision, reference 9. As common practice, different crops of each image are taken under random data augmentation. Each augmented view is partitioned into non-overlap patches with patch size PXP, concatenating a CLS token as a global token. With these patches, they are encoded by a stack of transformer layers with the same network configurations, such as VIT, reference 19, or DET, reference 54. Hence, the input sequence and output representation share the same number of tokens, and it is clear that each local patch has its unique corresponding top-layer feature representation. The global representation of different views are further projected into a latent space using a shared MLP head, where the similarity among augmented views from the same image is maximized. Though simple and effective, the existing transformer-based SSL methods require a large amount of compute resources to reach SOTA performance. To strike for a better trade-off between accuracy and TU efficiency, we present SVIT by using a multi-stage architecture and a region-based pre-training task, as described next. 2.1. Network architectures. From monolithic to multi-stage VIT backbone inspired by great successes of the multi-stage ConvaNet architecture such as VGG, reference 49. ResNets, reference 27, for computer vision. The multi-stage transformer-based networks have been explored very recently in the supervised learning setting, reference 56, 59, 39, 70, 62. This paper presents the first empirical study of multi-stage transformer architectures for SSL. Though straightforward in implementation, changing from monolithic to multi-stage architecture without careful treatments may lose some desirable properties of self-supervised transformers, as discussed later. Multi-stage VIT. An overview of the multi-stage transformer architecture is shown in Figure 2b. Each stage consists of a patch merging, embedding module, and a transformer with sparse self-attention module. The patch merging module plays a slightly different role in different stages. In the first stage, it splits an input RGB image into non-overlapping patches. Each patch is treated as a token, constructed as a concatenation of the raw pixel RGB values, which is further projected into a C-dimension feature. In the later stage, the patch merging module concatenates the features of each group of 2x2 neighboring patches and applies a linear layer on the 4C-dimensional concatenated features. This reduces the number of tokens by a multiple of 2x2=4, and the output dimension is set to 2C. A transformer with sparse self-attention module are then employed to enable interactions among the merged features. The two modules above are repeated for multiple times, typically 4 times, resulting in a multi-stage VIT. As a result, a hierarchical representation is generated, the number of tokens is reduced in the feature dimension, and the number of heads and self-attentions of each token is increased as the network gets deeper. Since a larger number of patches is often produced at the early stages, an efficient transformer with sparse self-attentions is considered to reduce the computational complexity. The basic idea is to split the feature maps into non-overlapping local windows, with size WXW, and self-attention is performed within each local window. This, however, has one drawback that features in different local windows cannot interact. Various methods have been proposed to best approximate full attention among all features, with different trade-off between accuracy and efficiency. We briefly describe 3 schemes as follows, and benchmark them in the experiments. SWIN transformer, reference 39. A shifted window partitioning approach is proposed, which alternates between 2 partitioning configurations in consecutive transformer blocks, so that each local feature is grouped into different windows in self-attentions. E. Vision Longformer, VIL, reference 70. Features in each local 3 window are further allowed to attend all features in the 8 neighboring windows. E. Convolution Vision Transformer, CVT, reference 62. Features in neighboring windows are considered in the convolutional projection in self-attentions. Please refer each paper for detailed description. Relative position bias. To facilitate SSL, we consider relative position bias, reference 39, to characterize the spatial information between features for the 3 efficient transformers aforementioned, and do not use absolute position embeddings. This is because augmented views of varied resolutions can be cropped from anywhere in an image in SSL, maintaining the relative positions as easy in implementation, and is largely sufficient for invariance learning among these views. 2.2 Pre-training tasks. Delving into views with regions, we build our SSL systems on top of the recent method self-distillation with no labels, DINO, reference 6. Knowledge distillation is a learning paradigm where a student network GO is trained to match the output of a given teacher network GE, parameterized by 0 and 0 plus respectively. The neural network G is composed of a backbone F, e.g., transformers or convnets, and of a projection head H, equals HOF. The features used in downstream tasks are the output of backbone F. In SSL, different augmented views of an image X are fed into backbone network to obtain feature maps Z equals F, A. An MLP head combined with softmax further converts the feature vector ZEZ into probability P equals H, Z. DINO updates teacher and student network alternatively. I, given a fixed teacher network, the student network is updated by minimizing the cross-entropy loss, 0 grams plus argmine, M, S, T, O3, where M, S, T, equals PT log P's. E. The teacher model is updated as an exponential moving average, EMMA, on the student weights plus plus 10 plus plus, 1 1, zeros, with following a cosine schedule from 0.996 to 1 during training. Please refer to reference 6 for details. More precisely, from a given image, we generate a set V of different views following reference 6. The resulting feature map at the top layer for each view is Z equals 21, ZT, where T is the sequence length, and Z is a region-level representation for the local patch at position I. Average pooling is applied to obtain the view-level representation Z equals AVG pool, 2. View-level task given the augmented view set for student V and teacher V, a set of pairs P, S, T, as EV, at EV and S hash T, is constructed to perform cross-view prediction tasks. We consider the pre-training task at the view level proposed by reference 6, where PS equals H, Z's, and PT equals H, are the probability output of an MLP head H over the view level representations 2 and ZT, learned by student and teacher, respectively. In DINO, VIT, DET are considered, hence the view level representation is the feature of the CLS token. Region level task in reference 6, the LE encourages local to global correspondences only at a course level. The large crop and the small crop are matched in the view level, leaving region-to-region correspondence unspecified. As shown in our experiments later, training a multi-stage network with LE results in suboptimal representations, though efficiency is greatly improved. Inspired by the success of masked language modeling task in BERT, it is important to have region-level pre-training task for computer vision, so that the model can take into account the co-occurrences, structures between local features. Unfortunately, directly performing masked patch prediction, MPP, for the multi-stage transformer architecture is infeasible, as the one-to-one correspondences between the input visual tokens and output features get diluted due to the merging operation. Even for monolithic architectures, MPP has not been proved effective in computer vision, as empirically shown in reference 19. To address this problem, we propose an effective, dense self-supervised learning method that directly works at the level of local features by taking into account their correspondences. 9 equals equals 4. GE, self-supervised vision transformers. The research on transformer-based self-supervised representation learning just scratches the tip of the iceberg, and only a few attempts are made on this topic. Image GPT, reference 8, and MoCo V3, reference 12, dedicate huge compute resource with large models to exploring the frontier. DINO, reference 6, achieves comparable performance of large self-supervised convnets using small, medium-sized transformers. The proposed SVIT further pursue efficient solutions to self-supervised vision transformers. Transformers for Vision. Vision Transformers, VIT, reference 19, shows the great potentials of generalizing transformers for computer vision by achieving compelling accuracy in supervised learning, especially with large-scale data and high-capacity models. DET, reference 54, further provides an effective VIT training strategy to ease the adoption of transformers for practitioners. Transformers have also been applied to other vision tasks, ranging from low-level tasks such as image generation, reference 44, 8, and enhancement, 7, 66, to high-level tasks such as object detection, reference 3, 75, 73, 14, and segmentation, reference 58, 61, and to vision language tasks, 41, 51, 13, 50, 35, 33, 74, 38. 4. Experimental results. We study unsupervised pre-training performed in ImageNet 1K dataset, reference 15, without labels. The default training details are described as follows, mostly following, reference 6. We train with the Atom optimizer, reference 40, a batch size of 512, and in total epochs 300. Linear warm-up of the learning rate is used during the first 10 epochs, with its base value determined with the linear scaling rule, reference 24, ear equals 0.0005 asterisk batch size, 256. After this warm-up, the learning rate is decayed with a cosine schedule. 5. We build our systems based on SWIN transformers in our experiments. SWIN-B has a model size and computation complexity similar to VIT-B, DAY-TB, patch size 16. We also considered SWIN-T and SWIN-S, which have the complexity that are similar to those of RESNET-50, DAY-TS, and RESNET-101, respectively. The default window size is W equals 7. We evaluate the proposed ESVIT to answer three questions. Q1. How does SVIT perform on standard ImageNet benchmark compared to SOTA methods? Q2. How effective SVIT is when transferring to downstream tasks? Q3. When does the intriguing property of self-supervised transformers exist, including learned correspondence and attentions? 4. 1. Comparisons with prior art on ImageNet 1. Major common protocol to evaluate SSL is linear probe on ImageNet 1K, where features are extracted from a frozen backbone, and a supervised linear classifier is trained. For all transformer models, we use the concatenation of view-level features Z in the last four layers. The results are similar to the use of last three or five layers in our initial experiments. We report top 1 in KNN classification accuracy on the ImageNet validation set. Table 1 presents comparisons with all SOTA SSL vision systems across various network architectures. Please refer to Figure 1 for visual comparisons over scaling parameter counts and throughput. Our main findings are summarized below. Comparisons with self-supervised transformers. Both IGPT, reference 8, and the masked patch prediction in, reference 19, are earlier variants of masked autoencoding schemes, mimicking the behaviors of GPT, reference 48, and BERT, reference 16, in NLP, respectively. The Dino and MoCo-based VIT has higher accuracy and smaller models than IGPT, under the same linear probing protocol and training data. At the similar level of model size and compute complexity, the proposed ESVIT improves SOTA methods Dino, MoCo V3 by a large margin. SVIT, SWIN-B, outperforms Dino, VIT-B, 16, by 2.2% linear probe accuracy and 2.8% KNN accuracy in absolute values. SVIT, SWIN-B, even performs slightly better than Dino, VIT-B, 8, 0.3% higher linear probe accuracy and 1.5% higher KNN accuracy, with 4x higher throughput. MoBi, reference 64, is a concurrent work that investigates multi-stage VIT in SSL. With the same architecture SWIN-T, our SVIT pre-training tasks significantly outperform MoBi, showing 3% higher accuracy. Overall, the proposed SVIT, SWIN-B, W equals 14, shows the best performance, top 1 accuracy 81.3%, top 5 accuracy 95.5%, KNN accuracy 79.3%, compared with all systems, and is 3.5x parameter efficient and has at least 10x higher throughput than previous 6 SOTA MoCo V3. Our smaller model SVIT, SWIN-S, W equals 14, achieves 80.8% top minus 1 accuracy, approaching SOTA, 81.0%, MoCo V3 with VIT BNL, 7, reference 12, with 6x less parameters and 22x higher throughput, and outperforms the second place method, 80.1%, Dino with VIT B, 6, reference 6, with 1.5x less parameters and 6x higher throughput. We leave the study of further scaling ESVIT as future work. Comparisons with big conva nets. We compare with the SOTA big res nets reported by SimCLRV2, reference 10, Bile, reference 25, and Swave, reference 5. Among them, The best accuracy 79.8% under the linear probing protocol is reported by SIM-CLRV2 with SK-ResNet, where selective kernel, SK, reference 37, is a form of attention to enhance CNNs. It is clear in Figure 1b, that all ConvaNets-based SSL methods show an envelope in the regime of scaling up model sizes after passing 500 m. SVIT achieves better accuracy than their highest envelope, with 16x less model parameters and 8x higher throughput. Longer sequences for self-attentions. It is observed that using longer sequences in self-attentions can improve recognition accuracy. In IGPT, reference 8, sequence length is increased in the pixel domain. Dino and Moco V3 explore longer sequences by reducing the patch size to 8x8 or 7x7, 678, or 7, in Figure 1 and Table 1, respectively. This keeps the model parameter counts unchanged, but dramatically increases compute complexity, measured by increased flops and decreased throughput, e.g., to around 6x reported in Moco V3. In SVIT, longer sequences in self-attention is implemented by increasing the window size. We experiment this by considering a window size of W equals 14, and report the results in Table 2, where we see a consistent accuracy improvement of around 1-2%. In Table 1, SVIT with SWIN S, W equals 14 achieves highest 79.1% KNN accuracy, and comparable linear probe accuracy with SOTA, with almost an order of magnitude higher efficiency. Ablation. Comparison of sparse ADN 100epochs-300epochs method hashtag param. IM. S. Tyons. We investigate different efficient linear KNN linear KNN sparse transformers in Table 3. DAET is DAET 21773.169.075.973.2 shown as a baseline reference. Batch size SWIN 28,808.75.370.077.173.7 equals 1024 in this experiment. To ensure fair VIL 28,386.75.470.177.373.9 comparison, we modify all into a four-stage CVT 29,848.75.570.677.674.8 architecture with the number of transformer layers in each stage as 2, 2, 6, 2. Table 3. Different sparse attentions in SVIT. VIL and CVT can be safely used as alternatives to SWIN, and could potentially achieve better performance. We choose to scale up SWIN in our experiments first to study the limit of SVIT, leave the scaling of others as future work. Ablation. The effectiveness of LR. We compare the pre-training objective with and without LR in Table 2. Across different model scales and window sizes, the proposed region-level LR can consistently improve the performance. The gains can be clearly seen by KNN accuracy, around 1-2%, where no additional tuning is needed as in linear probe. Figure 4 demonstrates that LR helps model convergence, and can be used as a drop-in to improve models trained with the view-level task. 7. Transfer learning. 4.2. We also conduct transfer learning in downstream tasks to evaluate the quality of learned representations. Two sets of tasks are considered, classification on a suite of 18 small datasets. As exemplified in reference 47, it is a common and clean approach to evaluate a learned representation by fitting a linear classifier on the representation and measuring its performance across multiple datasets. We study 18 datasets used in reference 47. Automatic hyperparameter tuning is considered to ensure fairness of comparison. Besides averaged scores, we report hash wins as the number of datasets on which the model outperforms its supervised counterpart. Detailed dataset description and settings are in appendix. Detection and segmentation on COCO. Different from previous monolithic self-supervised VIT, the multi-stage architecture in ESVIT can be readily used for dense visual tasks that require hierarchical feature representations. Comparison with supervised learning counterparts. We compare with the supervised learning SWIN, whose checkpoints are downloaded from the official codebase. Figure 5 shows the classification results of SWIN S. SVIT consistently outperforms its supervised variant, often by a large margin. Similar conclusions are drawn for other model sizes. On COCO detection and segmentation task, however, comparable results with the supervised counterpart are obtained, as shown in Table 4 for SWIN T. Effects of larger, less curated pre-trained datasets. The performance of transformer-based SSL research has thus far been limited to highly curated pre-trained data such as ImageNet 1K. To push the frontier in leveraging large amounts of unlabeled data, we explore the effects of pre-training from larger, less curated image datasets. WebVision V1, reference 36, OpenImages V4, reference 30, and ImageNet 22K, reference 15, described in appendix. The pre-train epochs on different datasets are adjusted so that all models see a similar number of augmented views. We summarize the results in Table 5 and would like to emphasize the following findings. First, all SVIT pre-trained checkpoints outperform supervised checkpoint in downstream classification tasks, but performance varies a lot, with ImageNet 22K checkpoint showing the best transferability. Second, ImageNet 1K pre-trained model shows the best ImageNet 1K linear probe performance. We hypothesize that it is not only the size of pre-trained dataset matters, but also the distribution of image classes matters. More diverse and well-balanced distribution results in a stronger generalization ability. Similar observations are reported in a concurrent work, reference 68, for ConvaNets. 8.4.3. Qualitative studies. Visualization of correspondences. Given two views of the same image, we use the pre-trained backbone to extract the top layer features 21 and 22. For each feature vector in 21, we find the feature vector in Z2 that best matches it in terms of highest cosine similarity, as defined in equation 2. In figure 6, we show the top 10 correspondences between two views for three methods. In figure 6, B, SVIT with Li tends to identify pairs in the background as the most matched ones, and in a wrong way in this example. This could be a valid solution to Li, as the invariance in the level of aggregated global features does not necessarily induce invariances in the local region level. This is significantly alleviated with LR, shown in figure 6, C, a task that implicitly requires local matching. Surprisingly, Dino is able to learn good correspondences even without the region-level matching task. To the best of our knowledge, this is a previously unreported intriguing property of self-supervised transformers with monolithic architectures. Good semantic correspondences are automatically learned. We hypothesize that features at lower layers, image patch itself in the extreme case, can directly pass to higher layers, and the former regularizes the latter to remain discriminative. Nevertheless, the proposed LR can dramatically reduce the issue, and is good remedy to rescue the loss of semantic correspondence for the multi-stage architecture. In appendix, we quantitatively measures the correspondence learning ability of these SSL methods on ImageNet validation dataset. The observations are consistent. Visualization of attention maps. We look at the self-attention in the different heads of the last layer in figure 7. A local region on the edge of the main object is employed as query, and the attended regions are highlighted in red for those the query's top 60% mass are assigned. In appendix, we visualize more examples with different query positions. Dino tends to automatically learn class-specific attention maps leading to foreground object segmentations, regardless of its query located in foreground or background. This is probably because main objects remain as the major invariance factor in different augmented views. This property is lost when a multi-stage architecture is employed, as shown in ESVIT with Li. These patterns are consistent for different heads. After introducing LR for SVIT, we note that the attention maps become more diverse in different heads, i.e., entropy values of attentions get more skewed, and attended regions are more different. This is 9 perhaps because LR requires each region to consider many matching tasks to regions in different augmented views. Each head automatically learns to distribute the tasks and complete a few of them. 5. Discussions. In this paper, we present efficient self-supervised vision transformers, ESVIT, with two major insights: a multi-stage transformer architecture with sparse self-attentions, and a region-matching pre-training task. The synergy of both helps SVIT reach the best performance of SOTA SSL vision systems with significantly less compute and smaller model size. A potential future work is to perform self-supervised pre-training for bigger multi-stage VIT models. Our study also reveals that exploration of effective solutions to learn from larger and less curated pre-training data is a key but less studied factor in paving the way toward the scaling success of SSL vision systems. Another interesting research direction to investigate the correspondence learning property of self-supervised transformers for image-text pairs, i.e., automatic grounding between regions and words. References 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 public source of the dataset. Note that original UCF-101 dataset is a video dataset. Here the middle 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.